This is Judith Richards interviewing Beverly Pepper at 84 Thomas Street, New York City, on July 1st, 2009, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc Number 1.
Beverly, I'd like to start at the very beginning and ask you about your family, not even your parents and your grandparents a bit, as far back as you want to go, and then about when and where you were born, and we'll go into your childhood.
Okay. I think I'll start with my grandparents, basically because my paternal grandmother, though I was 13 when she died, and I hardly knew her really, was a major influence in my life. My grandparents on my mother's side came from Vienna. They were...
What was that family name?
Their name was Hornstein. And they were very sensitive, quiet. My grandfather was very well read. And they came to America somewhere in the late 1800s. I don't know the dates. They were someone like the rest of the family, where everyone else in the family that I could see have been very strong, outgoing, and even aggressive people. But my grandmother and grandfather, who met by mail, it was arranged, and they corresponded for 2 or 3 years before they married. And they were an incredible story of love. They were so in love that they always ate out of one plate at the table. I did a painting when I was quite young of my two grandparents sitting at the table eating from one plate. They had two forks, two knives, two this and everything, but they had one plate, always.
Do you know how that started? It's so unusual.
I haven't any idea, neither does my mother or anything else. I do know that when my grandfather died, my grandmother died 1 year later out of grief.
Where did they come from? Vienna.
And they moved to Brooklyn.
So they met and married in Vienna?
Yes. My mother was born in New York. My paternal grandparents are just the opposite. My grandfather and grandmother, he was 17, she was 18, and they came from Lithuania, which was, I guess, Russia then, Vilnius. And they were very political, very left-wing, whatever you would call it at that time. They made speeches against the Tsar on street corners. And my grandmother and grandfather were not like Jewish refugees who left because they were Jews. The Cossacks were coming for them, as the story goes, and they got on a boat to America, and they got married on the boat. They were very radical. They were very disgusted with their children because their children, they were not political, but more important, they were so bourgeois they got married. They didn't believe in marriage. They believed in free love. My grandmother was very political her whole life.
Did she also, that set of grandparents, lived in Brooklyn?
Yes. I never saw my four grandparents together. Now, that's another thing that I never thought of until this very moment. My maternal grandparents were so quiet and sensitive and religious. And my paternal ones were left-wing, noisy, aggressive. But remember, this is somewhere about 1880-something, and this is a woman who had her hair short as yours is. I've never seen her with long hair. My other grandmother wore what was called a shtetl or something, a wig, because very religious Jews.